Good afternoon and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. We had a little Taylor Swift in the background there to wake us up and get our heartbeats pumping. And this is your time to come and ask questions about calcium bentonite clay and my opportunity to answer them to the best of my ability. I just returned from a trip to New York where I went to visit with Vanessa Ghiotti from Cleansing Concepts, and she had me come and speak with her at a conference up there, a health conference. And she has a colonics business and really stresses using the clay before you go get your first colonic. She has all of her people get on the clay, and I think for one day they take clay and psyllium to really get a good cleansing going before they get their colonics. And she said it's amazing what comes out of our system. Even with people who are eating healthy and trying to do right. And it's occurred to me that all of our problems, our health problems, begin in the digestive tract. When the digestive tract is working well, we're feeding the body what it needs to survive and to regulate. We're like a well-oiled Rolex watch. We just keep on ticking, or is it Timex? But no winding necessary. We just, the fuel from our diet and our foods and what we ingest is all that's needed to balance our body. And in that state, the body can heal itself. Now, that sounds real easy to say. However, it's not so easy in today's lifetime to keep that clean intestinal tract. So this is where calcium bentonite clay comes in. So I'm going to switch over, and we have some questions already in queue. So I'm going to read this. It says, "Hi, Perry. If you put clay directly on the gums, will it reverse bone loss? It will build bone density, so I guess it will." Yes. If you will pack the clay down in between your gums and teeth. Now, that needs to be the dry clay because the wet clay will just slide on down your throat. Won't stay in place. The wet clay, the saliva in your mouth will stick to it and hold it in place. Put it on at night. Pull your cheek out and deposit a little ridge between your cheeks and gums and sleep with it in your mouth. And we've actually had some people, one gentleman said he had 5 cavities, went to the dentist, had 3 of them fixed, had to wait a while to pay for the other 2, and in the meantime, he started brushing with clay and packing his gums with it. And when he went back, they couldn't find the other 2 cavities. So there is some reversal in building of bone loss and cleaning of the cavities if they're not too far advanced. Good question. Thank you. Cindy in Portland. My daughter has hyperpigmentation above her upper lip that keeps getting darker. Would clay help with this, and would it get worse or darker before it gets better? Yes, I do believe clay will help with it. I'm not sure what the cause of the pigmentation is, and that's what you really need to address. So I definitely have her drinking the clay as well. Sometimes when your hormones get messed up, women get brown splotches on their face and the pigmentation changes. So I would definitely put the clay mask on. She can put a little on at night and let it dry and sleep with it on. If you put it on too thick, it's going to crumble and get in your bed. So just put a thin coat on over that area, sleep with it on. During the day, if she can put it on thicker, that's okay. And have her drink 2 ounces of the liquid clay. I would do it at least 2 times a day. Start out on an empty stomach, do this for about 2 weeks, 14 days, twice a day, take 2 ounces of the clay. Wait about 10 or 15 minutes, and then you can start drinking water and eating and doing everything else. You want to drink a lot of water during the day to help flush the toxins out that are releasing. And mix the clay. You know, there's a little book there, and it's people want to know how much clay was in one serving. Well, it's 1 teaspoon and 2 ounces of water makes 1 serving of our liquid clay. But we also have their directions for making it by the bottle, so you can just leave it on your cabinet, go by and pour some. It's not going to spoil. And I have people that are mixing it, and they're not reading the directions because it will tell you to put the clay in the water and shake well. You're not shaking it, you're stirring it. When you stir clay, it lumps, and you don't want to drink lumps. You want it fully emulsified where it can coat your stomach well. So follow the directions for making a bottle of liquid, or if you're going to do the 2 ounces, 1 teaspoon and 2 ounces of water, be sure and shake it before you drink it. All right, good question there. Let me know how she does on that. David Matthews said, I recently bought some living clay and there was no expiration date listed on the package. Should there be one? Not with the dry powder clay. It's indefinite. Even the hydrated clay will last. I've had a jar I put in my bathroom and left it there for 3 years, and it was fresh. If you open it and start using it and then close it back and don't use it and the air gets in there, the way to tell if it's safe is if it smells good. If it starts smelling musty, then something's gotten in your clay and I would change it. But I've kept the liquid clay before we put it on the market. We put a jar in the pantry, a jar on the kitchen cabinet, and a jar in the refrigerator. Waited 3 months and they were all as fresh as the day it was made. It will, in time, thicken because eventually, even through the jar, it will dry out a little bit. But that's not a bad problem, okay? And that takes a while to happen. Good question there. Thank you. Cindy in Portland again. Is it possible for two people to use the same clay bath water? My husband wanted to use the same bath after I was done. There was no dark sediment left from me. Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. You're going to get the most effect than he is because some of the clay is going to have the toxins already removed in the bath water. However, it's not going to turn them loose, so they're not going to get in your husband. It'd just be that his bath may not be as strong as yours was. So time to time, you may want to rotate, let him have the first bath. I don't know how affected it is. It depends on how toxic you are. So just kind of play it by ear and, you know, see if you get the same relaxing benefits and your skin will feel soft probably anyway. And, you know, a good night's sleep is always a way to test it. I take mine in the evening and sleep like a baby. Sandy Daniels, will clay help with rosacea? I have terrible outbreaks and I haven't found anything that will help yet. Yes, but it may get worse before it gets better because clay wants to pull the problem to the surface so it can get hold of it. You want to put it on and leave it just till it dries and wash it off. Don't leave it on a long time after it dries because it really brings blood flow and circulation to the surface and your face will look really, really red. But it's temporary. It goes away. It's just fresh blood flow needed for cellular repair and repairing those little veins. I also think it's very important to drink clay while you're doing that. Again, I start everybody with 2 ounces twice a day for 2 weeks on an empty stomach if possible. After that, you can take it any time and you can cut back and find your maintenance level. It may be 1 ounce twice a day. You may want to keep up the 2 ounces. You may want to take 3 ounces twice a day. So find your happy place with clay where you're getting the results you need, and for everybody it may be different, okay? Thank you. Cindy from Portland again, drinking 6 to 8 ounces of clay and 10 to 12 cups of water today, but only having 1 BM, is that normal? Generally when drinking, well, in the first place, 6 to 8 ounces of clay a day is an awful lot. You know, 2 ounces 3 times a day, that'd be 6 ounces. That's okay if you're really detoxing a lot. The beauty of it is what's not used is just going to go out the body. it doesn't build little brick walls. The liquid clay is slippery when it's wet. Normally people start drinking clay and they have 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. If you're having one bowel movement a day, that's good. I wouldn't be concerned about it. Generally, it's food in, clean your bowel. Food in, clean your bowel. So we are designed to, every time you eat, what goes in pushes something old out. It may be what you're eating, what your diet is, and it just may be your constitution. But as long as you're going daily, I wouldn't be concerned. These are excellent questions today. Our friend Jenny from Walnut Creek. Hi, Perry. What's the recipe for clay water wash for cataracts and how do I use it? I've heard you should not put clay inside the eyes as it may dry them out. Is this true? You don't want to put the direct clay into your eyes because it has some gritty particles to it that might scratch your eye. You can take a tablespoon of clay, put it in a small jar, and get a bottle of eye wash solution. You don't want the lens cleanser. Make sure it's eye wash solutions. One is called Fresh Eyes. There's a Colorum eye wash and Brahmin Loam. They put out an eye wash. It's a 4-ounce bottle. It says sterile water. You put a tablespoon of clay, the powder clay, into your container, and you squeeze the 4 ounces of water over that. Gently, just circle it around. You don't want to shake it, just swirl it around lightly. Let it sit for 24 hours. Pour the water off the top you can put it into a little bottle or an eyedrop bottle. If you want to use it as drops, or if you have a larger bottle, you can do that. And you know, they have the little cups with the eye wash. If you want to wash your eyes out, just pour the water in the cup and throw your head back and blink and look from side to side and use it as an eye wash. For cataracts, you want to do it daily. And I would also recommend sometime during the day or 2 or 3 times a week to put a clay poultice over your closed eyelid. Now, you kind of have to do them one at a time because you can't see to get up to the bathroom to wash it off. But take the cleansing clay mask, the mud, and just cover that whole closed eyelid. Cover the whole eye socket real thickly with clay. Put a wet wash rag over it to keep from drying out around the edges. Lay down for 15 minutes and just relax and meditate and try not to think. It's a good time to disengage from the world because you can't really do anything. And, you know, in 15 minutes, get up and wash it off and do the other eye. Generally, after that, you're going to notice some white stringy stuff coming out of your eyes, whiteness and a little white gunk in the corner where it cleanses your tear ducts. So I would do that 2 to 3 times a week, but do the eye drops and the eye wash daily. Maybe the eye drops twice a day and see how it does. All right. Chris St. George from Dills Hills. I don't know where Dix Hills. I don't know where that is, but good to have you on board, Chris. Can I mix the clay with alkalized water to drink and acidic water to make mask? You can mix it with any kind of water, and clay is going to balance it. I don't know why you'd want to put it in acidic water for your mask. I know the skin needs a lower pH than the body is, but the clay is all about balance, and it will address what's needed. It's homeostasic. So like the body stays, her body stays in balance and maintains a certain temperature, the clay will maintain a pH, whether it's internal or external, regardless of what the pH of the clay is. Your acidic water, even distilled water, tends to be acidic, and it tends to have a drying effect when you make the mask with the distilled water. But clay will balance. You know, you can use tap water and it's going to alkalize it. It's going to take the chlorine out. It's going to balance it, and it just does its thing. The guy that introduced me to Clay said if I was in a tsunami and had nothing but polluted water around, I wouldn't feel one bit bad about taking a handful of clay, stirring it into the water, letting it settle, and drinking the water off the top because it will pull the toxins out to the bottom. So, don't know if I'd want to try that. I hope I never have to, but if I'm starving and need to, I will. Ginny on Walnut, from Walnut Creek again. Perry, can clay help protect you from electromagnetic fields? Yes, if you could walk around with it on your body, it's great. You know, if you're at your computer, if you want to put a little dish of clay by your computer to draw out the radiation or the electromagnetic energy, you can. If you're on the phone all day on your cell phone at night, take the clay mask and rub it around the side of your cheek and your face and let it pull out anything that's in there. Drinking the clay will help as well. Again, it's going to bring it into balance. Good questions today. Faith in Detroit. Can I use clay for canker sores inside the mouth? Yes, ma'am, and the sooner you get them on there, the quicker they'll heal. I take the dry powder clay and put over it. You know, if you need to lick, if it's inside, you can just deposit the clay between the cheek and the gum right where the canker sore is and try to keep that dry clay on there during the day. Go to bed with it on there at night. You know, when it comes off, go put a little bit more on there, and it seems to dry them up in very quick order. Also, it's good for cold sores. Anytime you feel a cold sore coming on, just instantly put a dab of clay on it, and it will start reversing it and drying it up real quick. The longer you let it go, the harder it is to get rid of. But that's why I like to keep, I keep a little container of clay, a little sample size in my car, so I always have it with me. The same thing for acne. If you feel an acne bump coming on, put it on there, and, you know, 15 minutes, it's gone. So, but it doesn't work if you don't use it. Got to use it. All right, good questions today. See if we have any more. Looks like we're out of clay questions for the moment. I'm going to check who's on the phone lines. Looks like I'm the only one on the phone line today, so I won't have asked if anybody has any questions. Some of you are listening online, and that's great. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of detoxing. What I'm getting is that all of our problems begin in your gut. So if we don't get the toxins and the waste matter out of our bodies, then it builds up in our systems and we start having problems. So if you can keep your kidneys, your liver, and your lymph systems running well and they're not overworked, your body can maintain its state of health. But over time, when all these toxins build up that bombard us from every which way in life these days, they build up. And when the kidney and the liver and the lymph glands can't get it filtered out, these toxins are stored in the soft tissues and joints of your bodies. And over time, the toxicity builds up, and then we get arthritis, aches, pains, all sorts of things. What it does is it compromises your immune system. It lowers your energy level. Your body has no activation energy to maintain its state of health. And you could get weaker and weaker, and now you're susceptible to everything that comes along. And if you're one of those people that has everything, you need the clay baths, you need to be drinking clay, and you need to be concerned about what you're putting in your body. your diet and the type of food you eat. And, you know, I like to eat, like, I like to eat because I like the taste of food. And if I eat stuff that just has no taste, it doesn't thrill me. I have very little appetite. I don't want to eat it. So I like something that tastes good, and you're probably like me, and you like that. And I know there's a lot of things about the gluten and being gluten-free and how much better you feel. And try it and see if it works for you. You can do a few days without wheat bread and flour and carbohydrates. So just give it a week and try it and see how you feel. Is it worth it or not? And if you rather have your bread and your starches, you know, you just may, are you willing to pay the price? I think some people are almost too sterile in their food and their diet. And if you're eating all raw and juicy, you really need to be aware of balancing your nutrition, because you can not be getting enough protein and really harm your body, even though you're on a very healthy diet, eating all organic and juicing and things like that. If you don't have the right amount of nutrients and proteins, you can get in big trouble. So be careful of knowing what the body needs and make sure that you're getting it when you're juicing. You can use nuts to provide the protein, and there's so many things that you can add to. We have protein drinks now you can add to your smoothies. So just be aware of what you're doing and what you're putting in your body. The beauty is we have clay to detox the stuff that gets in your bodies. And I have looked at all different types of detoxing and chelation, and I find clay to be the safest, most effective way. We know for a fact that it pulls out heavy metals. It seems the standard time for clay baths is 3 months. Now, once the clay is absorbed into the body, drinking the clay doesn't get to it because the clay doesn't pass into the bloodstream. It just works from the mouth south. It wants to balance your pH, alkalize you to the correct alkalization, and cleanse that lower colon where you can absorb more nutrients and foods from what you eat and get rid of parasites that are hanging out in you. But what about these toxins that we've absorbed over the years into our body, things we were exposed to, these invisible toxins that you're not aware that you're around? Well, that's where the clay baths come in, and taking them, the hot clay, hot water opens the pores of your skin and excuse me, the clay's strong negative drawing power literally will pull these toxins out through the pores of your skin. Now, one clay bath is not going to do it. The standard protocol is to take 2 baths a week for 3 weeks. For 3 months. If you know, but be tested first. Know what you're fighting. If you don't know what you're fighting, you don't know if you've gotten there. You know, you can go by the way you feel a little bit, but it still helps to know, because some of these things, unless it's at very high levels, you don't feel it. You're not aware you have them. So get a hair analysis test or a blood test and see what you're up against. And then you have a measurement. In 2 months, you can have them retested and see where you are. Everybody is different. Some toxins store quite deeply. Mercury is one of them. It's a little harder to get out than some of them. And you may need more than 3 months. Now, the more aggressive you are at the first, the quicker your detox is going to be. We had the little lady that had eczema from her head to her toe, and she took 4 detox clay baths. She was drinking 3 ounces 3 times a day. When she got out of her bath, her mother would rub coconut oil all over the skin where she had this eczema that was just like, she said it was like elephant hide. and she had it from her head to her toe. So she would rub that on her and roll her in a towel and put her in bed for 30 minutes and then let her get in her nightgown and sleep. And she had the water real hot and used lots of clay, 2 cups to her bath routine. And in 4 days, the fourth morning of the fourth day, she woke up in this dried, scaly skin had just fallen off her body, and her skin was beautiful. There was no sign of the eczema. But she was very aggressive with it. So the more aggressive you are, the better the results you're going to have. And everybody is different, so you need to find your own place. Unfortunately, with clay, one size does not fit all. We're in different stages of toxicity, and so it's going to adapt to where you are. Sometimes if you're not getting the results you want, take more. And we have a few more questions here. Faith in Detroit. Will clay balance hormone? How to use it? Is it possible to consume too much clay? Well, first of all, it's very rare that you consume too much clay. You may consume enough that you're detoxing too fast and you have a healing crisis, which could be a headache for a few days or maybe a rash or something that's just saying the toxins are trying to come out faster than they can be released from the body. So either slow down on the amount you're taking and then build back up gradually, or but don't stop taking it. It's really a sign that it's working. For hormones, I have known people who got women who got severe menstrual cramps when their period came. And when they started drinking the clay, just a small amount, they noticed they didn't have it anymore. So, yes, we think it does help. I don't know if it helps enough if you're going through menopause for the erratic balance. I would drink the clay. I would drink 2 to 3 ounces, 2 or 3 times a day and see what effects if you notice a difference. I would also take some clay baths along there with that. And I've had many people tell me that they didn't get PMS before their periods like they used to. So my best guess is that it is affecting the hormone balance. Kathy at Point Venture, is a clay pack in the mouth overnight okay to use if one has goat crowns? Does the clay mud stop working once it's dry on the skin? What is the best way to treat arthritis bumps on the fingers? Will putting mud packs on the outside of the closed eye and covering it with press and seal, leaving it on overnight, help heal cataracts? Does mud on the skin stop working once it's dry? I've been brushing my teeth with clay powder and wonder how long does it take for the clay to begin pulling out toxins or plaque. Okay, great questions here, Kathy. Let's address these one at a time. Is a clay pack in the night overnight okay to use if one has gold crowns? Yes, you can have gold crowns, silver crowns. The metal appliances in your mouth and your denture braces, none of them are deteriorating, so the clay won't bother them. I wear braces. I pack my gums at night. I brush my teeth with the clay, and it hasn't bothered my dental apparatus. Does clay mud stop working once it's dry on the skin? No, it will keep working for a while. You know, if it's not full, it will keep working. The drying effect is good. When you go to wash the clay off, if it comes off easily, it's full and it's done its thing. But when you go to wash it off, if you notice there's some places where it sticks, it's still working. So just leave it on, and it you just nearly have to scrape it off with your fingernail. So just leave it on and put some more on there. When I do a facial, I'll do it, and then I'll wait and take my shower. And, of course, I wash my face, and I try to scrub everywhere I had clay with the washcloth. And I get out, and invariably I have clay around my nose where those oily pores are, right at the base, right around the bulbs on your nose. I will have clay that's just stuck there, and I have to take the wash rag and really scrub in there to get it off because it's still working. It still has a charge on. What's the best way to treat arthritis bumps on the fingers? Putting it on topically, covering it with saran wrap, putting it on rather thickly, and drinking the clay. I would definitely drink 2 ounces of clay twice a day. We've had a lot of people that just started drinking it, and the bumps begin to dissolve, and the fingers straighten out, become flexible, and the pain goes away. So drinking it and applying it topically. We're putting mud packs on the outside of a closed eye and covering it with glad press and seal and leaving it on overnight help heal the cataracts. I've never left one on that long before. That's an interesting concept, and maybe that's the aggressive thing. It certainly shouldn't hurt. You'd have to do one eye a night so you could get up to go to the bathroom in the morning and find your way around. But you can try it that way. I usually leave it on 15 or 20 minutes, and it works pretty good. I've had people leave it on 30 minutes. Most people won't take the time to do that. Try it and let me know. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you can make drops for your eyes. If you just put a tablespoon of dry powder clay in a little jar and add 4 ounces of eye wash solution, swirl it gently, don't shake it, just gently swirl it, and let it set overnight, and that, you know, it will, the clay will eventually absorb the moisture. You can gently swirl it again and then let it settle again, and then pour off the clear liquid on the top and use that either for your eye cup or for eye drops. And so those are 2 ways to deal with that. Does mud on the can stop working once it dried? Well, we've answered that, no. I've been brushing my teeth with clay powder and wonder how long does it take to begin pulling out the toxins and plaque. It will begin immediately, but, you know, brushing it doesn't always get it down into the gums. That's why I like to pack my gums at night. That really pulls the bacteria that are lodged down into your gums out, and it depends on the plaque buildup. It will keep you from getting plaque buildup if you brush daily with clay. If you've already got the plaque buildup there and it's been there for a while, you may have to have that cleaned off first and then see if you can't maintain it with brushing your teeth with it. I always put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush. I wet it, I tap the water off, and I dip it in the powder clay. Another way is some people just put the clay mask on their toothbrush and brush it. I again like to put a little toothpaste because I like the flavor and I like the sudsing action. And then I put the clay on top of it and brush. And your toothbrush comes out cleaner too. When you just use the clay mud, your toothbrush gets to looking like it's got dirt in it. Imagine that. Good questions. Thank you, Kathy. I'm excited about our questions today. Okay, Cindy, how much liquid to give my 85-year-old mother who doesn't have too many detox symptoms? You know, start her with 1 ounce twice a day. If she's taking medicine, take it away from your medicine, from her medicines, and see how she does with that. She should have more energy. It just, people say their skin gets a glow when they start taking the clay and gets more energy. She might pass parasites. All of us have parasites. We don't want to admit to it or even think about it. If she gets along good with 1 ounce, she may want to increase it. You know, if she has acid reflux or something like that, you can always take it right then. And after your 2 weeks cleanse period of 1 ounce twice a day, you can go back and adjust it if you want to increase it or decrease it some. Okay, Kathy at Point Venture again. How long is it effective to keep mud on my knees? I have arthritis in the knee. I put mud on with press and seal and leave it overnight until late afternoon the next day. If there's no order, then I, no odor, then I reapply it. I think that's what you mean. There's a typo there. Is this using the same clay for too long a time? When taking a clay bath, will the clay continue to work after the water gets cool? Will using clay mud mask on the face cause the skin to dry out? Can you do facials and mud baths too often? Again, good questions. How long is it effective to keep the mud on your knees when you have arthritis? I think too long is losing effectiveness because it can only hold so many toxins and you need to take it off. They say particularly if you notice the clay getting warm, take it off and put fresh clay on. You can put it on at night, leave it overnight, but as far as leaving it on all day and all night, I would change it twice a day at least. Now, you should be drinking the clay, too, to get rid of the buildup and the pain. So drink your 2 ounces twice a day and see if that doesn't help. Again, take it away from medicine. If there is no odor, then I reapply it. Odor is a good sign. A lot of times when people are detoxing and they put it on their feet, they will notice an odor or even a burn. We had a guy with a severe burn. It was a chemical burn with hydrochloric acid, and he put the clay on and left it all night, and she said she could smell an odor. It was like you could smell the chemicals in the clay when they took it off the first time. Okay, is this using the same clay for too long a time? Yes, for 24 hours is too long a time. Like I said, change it twice a day at least. When taking a clay bath, will clay continue to work after the water gets cool? To some extent it will, yes. The reason you want to start with the hot bath is to open the pores of the skin, and then the clay can dry out more effectively. And you want to keep the clay swirled around in the tub. Again, if you know you have pretty high levels of lead or mercury or heavy metals, take a 2-cup bath for a couple of weeks and then try the one, go down to the 1-cup bath for maintenance. Everybody ought to take a clay bath once a week at least, just to, once they get cleaned out, to maintain this. And, keep these toxins from building back up. It's very cheap insurance. It seems like it costs a lot, but in the long run, you can take a whole lot of clay baths for the price of one doctor visit. And that's if he doesn't do anything but talk to you. When taking a clay bath, okay, after the water gets too cool. It does work, but it's not as effective because the pores aren't open as much. Will using clay mud mask on the face cause the skin to dry out? Sometimes in the winter, people have that experience. A lot of times when they're first using it, they think it's drying out. What it's doing is exfoliating dead skin cells, and it takes a while to get the dead skin cells off. What you can do is... The Living Clay Company has a rejuvenation face cream that has clay in it, and it is wonderful. A lot of people with acne can put that on, and once they clear their acne up, it keeps it from coming back. So a little dab will do you. It goes a long way, and it makes your skin feel like velvet, yet it's not greasy. The clay takes the greasiness out of lotions and creams, and it keeps it on top of the skin, and your skin has a velvet touch all day long. It's not greasy from moisturized from grease. I don't know what it does. It's magical. It just keeps your skin soft as velvet all day long until you wash it off. Even the next morning it feels soft. Can you do facials and mud masks too often? It depends on your type of skin. People with very fair skin, leaving it on too often brings the blood flow up and almost can feel real hot and burning. If it starts getting hot, change it. I don't think you can do it too often. Like I say, if you need to use, particularly in the wintertime, a good I say moisturizing because most of the products out there are called moisture creams, but they really have grease in them. My mother used to use olive oil on her skin, and she would have this greasy cold cream all over her face at night. I'd go in to kiss her goodnight, and I couldn't find a spot to kiss her that wasn't just greasy. You know, even on her lips she had it. So she'd have to change the pillow slip every day. And it didn't make her look any more beautiful, I'm sorry to say. I don't think it worked. So, you know, as long as it's working for you, take them. If your skin is too sensitive, then cut back on how many you're taking. But it's going to, if you take two or three a week, you're going to start noticing that your wrinkle lines are disappearing and your face is tightening up. And you get a glow about your skin as well. All right. Faith in Detroit. For a face mask, is it good for all types of skin? Will it dry the skin? How thick is the mask? When you're doing the mask, you want to put it on slightly thick, maybe a quarter of an inch to an eighth of an inch. You want to cover the skin and just leave it on and let it dry 15 to 20 minutes. Sometimes you have to rehydrate it. In other words, wet your face and let the clay absorb a little moisture, and then with in circular motion, start washing it off, and that helps exfoliate that dead skin as well. It is good for all types of skin. If you have extra dry skin and your skin feels too dry afterwards, try the Rejuvenation Face Cream, or maybe some coconut oil at night. Just apply some coconut oil to your face and sleep with it on at night after you do your facial. And, you know, sometimes at night I put a thin coat on around my wrinkle lines and I just let it dry. If you put it on too thick, when it dries, it cracks and it breaks up and you're going to wake up with clay crumbs in your bed. So just put a little bit on and a thin coat on and you can sleep with it on. All right, we're out of questions and we're overdue on time and I have an appointment at 2 o'clock. So this is Perrier thanking you for listening in, thanking you for all your questions. I always appreciate them. And have a good week. And don't forget to take clay with you wherever you are and wherever you go. And have an excellent weekend. Thank you again. This is Perrier signing out.